Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Countess Below Stairs by Eva Ibbotson, narrated by Davina Porter.
Prologue. In the fabled glittering world that was St. Petersburg before the First World War, there lived, in an ice-blue palace overlooking the river Neva, a family on whom the gods seemed to have lavished their gifts with an almost comical abundance. Count and Countess Grzinski possessed, in addition to the 80-roomed palace on the Admiralty Quay with its Tintorettos and its Titians, its Scythian gold under glass in the library, its ballroom illuminated by 100 Bohemian chandeliers, an estate in the Crimea, another on the Don, and a hunting lodge in Poland, which the Countess, who was not of an inquiring turn of mind, had never even seen. The Count, who was aide-de-camp to the Tsar, also owned a paper mill in Finland, a coal mine in the Urals, and an oil refinery in Sakhalin. His wife, a reluctant lady of the bedchamber to the Tsarina, whom she detested, could count among her jewels the diamond and sapphire pendant which Potemkin had designed for Catherine the Great, and had inherited in her own right shares in the Trans-Siberian Railway and a block of offices in Kiev. The Countess's dresses were made in Paris, her shoes in London, and though she could presumably have put on her own stockings, she had never in her life been called upon to do so. But the real treasure of the Grzinski household, with its winter garden rampant with hibiscus and passion flowers, its liveried footmen and scurrying maids, was a tiny, dark-haired, bird-thin little girl, their daughter, Anna. On this button-sized...